truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Thursday, the 28th of April. The purpose of today is to buy ammunition. Ammunition is becoming more readily available. The prices are getting back down, not quite what they should be, but this would be a great time to stock up on your favorite ammunitions and get a lot more than you think you might need, and get an extra supply of 22 long rifle for barter purposes later on when things get really hard. We do a patient in the green room, my friend Dr. Len Horowitz. I like to refer to Dr. Horowitz as a man with his brain on fire. Quite frankly, he does have a brain on fire. He has multiple websites. Here's 5 of them. Listen carefully. First, I listen to this every day, 528radio.com. Then we have judicialcorruptionnews.com, healthyworldstore.com, revolutiontelevision.net, and medicalveritas.org. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John. Great to join you again.
Doctor, I've got your one website up here on my screen right now, judicialcorruptionnews.com. Very busy page. It's there's a lot going on here, things that you're personally involved in, things you're not, and laid out in a very easy and quick-to-navigate manner here. To find what you're interested in and read, and I assume it's a mix like most websites of written articles and video presentations. Is that accurate, sir?
Yes, John, that's accurate, and also it's really an outstanding site in order to look at the connections between the Biden administration, what's in headline news right now, the Ukrainian matters, because it deals heavily with Paul J. Sulla Jr., a CIA and FBI operator who stole our property in Hawaii, and that land deal was basically terminated by organized crime, the deep state that controls heavily the state of Hawaii. Mazie Hirono, I've spoken with all of these principal agents there, and the litigation, the lawsuit that we currently have ongoing to try to get our property back, is essentially what has enabled me through discovery to determine the connections between Paul Sulla, who is the chief supplier to the mainland for CIA, and the underworld. We're talking about the Bronfman crime family, the bootlegging family from Seagram's. We're talking about heavy connections to the Democratic Party that controls the state of Hawaii. We're talking about how they stole not just my property, but my neighbor's property, which is essentially the arms business bank of the Ukraine and Armenia. The same manner in which my property was stolen, they stole their extraordinary property. We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars worth of property in Hawaii was stolen by the same way, forged mortgage, forged deeds, paid off judges. So judicialcorruptionnews.com goes into detail. Most of that work was done by my beloved Sherry Kane, an outstanding investigative journalist, legendary. She sought to terminate and avenge all of the pedophiles and the child sex traffickers and gave a voice to women and children who had no voices. So Sherry Kane fought against these people, exposed a lot of the corruption that I'm talking about with regarding the land theft, and that subsequently, in my opinion, and based on the evidence, she was manslaughtered. The judges and the corruption and the current mayor of the Big Island of Hawaii, his name is Mitch Roth. He was the principal prosecutor. Sherry had worked for 3 years, pretty much every single day, unbelievably hard, to try to get the man in jail, Paul J. Sola Jr. And she got him indicted. And there was a prosecutor, a good guy, that had to leave and basically indicted by grand jury this menace to society. This menace to society, by the way, is responsible for exporting from Hawaii to the mainland what is a rave and a rage in urban America today. It's the new designer LSD. It's called ayahuasca on the street. It's dimethyltryptamine pharmaceutically. It's a hallucinogen that they call the God molecule. The CIA has been, from its inception, behind this entire new religion. It's a religious cult that aims to use pharmaceuticals to induce hypnotic trances, trance states, and have therapeutics for post-traumatic stress disorder, they claim, for the military particularly. They've been pushing it heavily. All of the connections go right to Hawaii, to this Paul J. Sula Jr., who's the chief kingpin overseeing the operation, basically connected to the Bronfman crime family. Jeffrey Bronfman is heavily involved. We're talking about the Supreme Court's judgment in 2006 of them enabling the importation from Brazil, not Hawaii, Brazil. John Roberts, Chief Justice John Roberts, who you might recall is supposed to be a conservative, but he's leaned more to the liberal, suddenly turned coat. He passed the judgment that enabled the Bronfman crime cartel and Sulla's crime cartel to escape the FDA, the Federal Drug and the DEA organization, to try to stop this racketeering enterprise. So it's a sellout from the highest levels of the government, the Supreme Court included, and it's ongoing today. It's the greatest risk to monotheism, to the concept that there's one God. And that's held, of course, by the Jews, by the Christians, as well as the Muslims. This is a direct attack using pharmaceuticals and Big Pharma. Their cartel operates on behalf of not just deep state, but the Democratic Party, the Democratic-controlled media, the big tech. All of this is the cult in which we're currently engaging. And you know it, I know it. And we see the damaging manifestation of this everywhere, from the schools and our children and the miseducation to the border security problems.
Well, Doctor, just going through this one article here, it looks like what happened to you has happened to many individuals who have lost real estate through criminal activity.
Absolutely, John. You know, I grew up in New Jersey, and we always knew that New Jersey was one of the most corrupt states in the United States. However, it doesn't even compare to Hawaii. Hawaii, from its inception, has been total mob rule domination by the big banksters and the religious cults that have taken over Hawaii from the beginning. And we, of course, have to include the Freemasonry, secret society structures. All of that is heavily invested in Hawaii, and you have to ask, well, why is that? Because manifest destiny didn't stop in Utah. It didn't stop with the Mormon, basically, migration from the East Coast and the entire banking cartel from Europe that was financing that movement, as well as the construction of the railroads for the gold rush going west. They continued beyond California to Hawaii. They saw this as the promised land, and they established their hooks, basically, into every aspect of the political life. One of the articles on medicalveritas.org is an article written by Sherry, also interviewing me, with regarding the killing, the murder of the last king of Hawaii, King Kalakaua, and the enslavement of the royal family of Hawaii, which was a sovereign. They took it over. Why? Because essentially, just like today, with the Trump administration being shut down by the Ninth Circuit, you remember Hawaii was one of the principal and the first states in order to reject Trump's border security policy, because Hawaii is the gateway to North America from the Pacific Rim. So all of the drugs, everything from fentanyl to opium coming from down from Afghanistan through the Pacific Rim has to find its way to the United States, and it doesn't just go through Mexico. That's a diversion that the mainstream media and the government, the deep state, is perpetrating. Yes, we have a Mexican cartel involved. Yes, they're presenting through the border and the breaches therein, the drugs and the crime. But nothing compares to what is really the control state. It's Hawaii. And that's what the entire operation of Pearl Harbor was all about, the Japanese-Hawaiian connection, as well as the now the Chinese connection. All the ships coming in yet basically passed through. And, of course, from Micronesia, you have the same crime. You have child sex trafficking, human trafficking coming in from Micronesia and the Pacific Rim via Hawaii. Sherry Kane was an outstanding journalist. On that website, she exposed so much that has relevance today. The unbelievable connections between the Biden's Burisma, the Burisma Corporation, the chief competitor was my neighbor. The chief competitor of Burisma literally was the arms business bank. They held the gasoline supply through all of the Ukraine, and they basically also in Armenia. And they were the ones who were actually opposing the Russians and the alliance between Russia as well as the Ukraine officials. So all the politics that's currently coming out with Biden and Hunter Biden and his connections to Burisma directly affected my neighbor, and it's only because of the discovery in my own case of having my property stolen that I was able to, and Sherry Kane was able to identify the racketeering enterprise that's operating the entire political structure, the judicial system of the state of Hawaii, and it's critical to international trade and organized crime.
Well, Doctor, was it one residential property, more than one commercial property? What did they steal from you?
They stole my 27-acre estate. It was owned because you know my heart. You know that I've been a crusader for righteousness, and I've mentioned this many times on not your program, but in various lectures and books. My bloodline literally goes back to Moses and Jesus, so I have a burden, and I am responsible. If you look at the litigation, who is the defendant defending the property? It's the royal bloodline of David. So I represent the royal bloodline of David as a humanitarian and a spiritual Levitical priest activist opposing the organized crime and injustice and the genocide that's taking place under the guises of national security as well as public health. Dr. Fauci et al., I've known them personally. So the Creator, by the blessed Creator, has positioned me in this position to carry this burden. And you know as well as I do, John, it is an extreme burden when you have literally the world and the genocide impacting what it is that you need to do to serve God. And so It's the royal bloodline of David that is the litigant. And currently, the property being stolen is the royal bloodline of David's property. So you really have this whole entire spiritual warfare. It's not against flesh and blood with whom we do battle. It's satanic forces clearly operating here in this case. And that's what Sherry Cain, she worked, you know, ceaselessly to try to bring justice to this situation. And it ultimately cost her her life.
Amazing, amazing. So everybody, it sounds like pretty much everybody who has property in Hawaii is at risk, aren't they?
Absolutely. I tell everybody, if you want to go to visit Hawaii just to see the magnificent beauty, that's fine. But if you want to go there to set up a business of any kind, just don't do it. Do not do it. Do not support anything having to do with the organized crime racketeering enterprise that controls the state of Hawaii. And don't forget how important Hawaii is in central intelligence and the administration of mind war. It was Booz Allen Hamilton is in Honolulu. That's the sister organization for Langley. So basically, you've got CIA operating in Booz Allen Hamilton in Honolulu. And that's what Edward Snowden, if you recall, where did Edward Snowden get his intelligence to leak? It was from Booz Allen Hamilton in Honolulu. And, you know, you have Tulsi Gabbard, who I've met personally, also very disappointed in Tulsi Gabbard and her father, who knows everything I'm telling you right now, because I reported it in depth to her father, to her father's agents. We went over this in great detail, how the theft of these properties were being stolen. Tulsi is out there, you know, with Tucker Carlson saying, oh, you know, war is a terrible thing, and these are moneymakers, warmongers who are doing their thing. Well, that's absolutely true, but she has far more intelligence about the specifics of the operation than she lets on, and she permits this to go on, and that's what's going on today. You have diversions, and you have disinformation that takes us away from bringing justice against the organized criminals.
Well, Tulsi is connected to the World Economic Forum, so we shouldn't be too surprised by what she does. Doctor, we got a caller and holder. We got Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, gentlemen. This has been on my heart for about a couple years. You were speaking of Moses, and I rewatched the Bible. Anyway, for a time, God refers to himself as I am. You know, who do I say is telling me to come? God says, I am. Well, in the English language, we use that constantly. I am smart. I am, you know, going to go over here. And it's, I thought, Lord, are we the only one that use that in our language? I am, I am, I am. And when I looked it up, the English language is primarily uses that all the time, and they don't want you to negate the I and the am. So if someone says, where are you going? You can't just say going to the store. But in other languages, they don't use it at all, or it's okay to drop the I am. And I thought, Lord, are we supposed to keep saying that over and over? I am, because that's God. That's like saying, I'm God. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been on my mind for a while. I don't know your thoughts on that.
Yeah, sure. Thank you for that. It's a beautiful question. Let me take you to the next level. You know, the Creator's name in Hebrew, because English comes out of the reverse of Hebrew, alphanumerically. Everything is mathematics, really. It goes down to musical mathematics is the way the Creator administers the universe, and us included. Our DNA actually operates because of the frequency dynamics of mathematics. Musical math is what we live off of. But the name itself, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, Yehovah, or Yeshua, Ha, that Ha sound is when you laugh, when you yawn. God is being heralded every
time
you laugh and yawn.
We have a break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 28th of April. I'm happy to announce that I am representing MyPillow, the complete line of MyPillows, the Giza sheets, the slippers, the towel sets, up to 60% off with the coupon code JR Liberty. We have Dr. Lynn Horowitz with us. He has many, many websites, and here's five of them. Listen carefully. 528radio.com, judicialcorruptionnews.com, healthyworldstore.com, revolutiontelevision.net, and medicalveritas.org. Yeah, the break cut you off, doctor, if you want to proceed, sir.
Thank you, John. Yes, yeah, so the question is, you know, the power and the meaning of I am in the English language. Words are sounds, are frequencies of mathematics. And the Creator uses musical mathematics to administer the universe. And so that is what we're looking at, and that's what the question raises. And really, the next step to understand how magnificent the Creator is and how you could never, ever stop praising the Creator. And even as you say Yeshua, Jesus' name, you're actually praising. You're giving the greatest blessing to the Creator. So when you laugh, what sound do you make? Ha, ha, ah. There's your ah. There's a frequency, a resonance. When you yawn and you go into this relaxation response that's rejuvenating, what sound do you make? Ah, Yahshua. The same sound is made, you see, when you're praising the Creator's name through Yeshua's name. And Yeshua's name literally means the Creator saves. So this is the salvation message that the question raises. It's really a magnificent question, and it also is powerful because it's paradigm shattering in medicine. Because when you think about poisoning people with pharmaceuticals, which is basically, you know, your physical chemistry, well, gee whiz, if you're a spiritual being first and you're directly connected through your heart in love to God, then why would you even consider poisoning your cells and tissues, body, organs with chemistry when you have spirituality that you can avail? You essentially, that's what the frequency, that's what, John, when you say, you know, you're listening to 528radio.com, so am I. And the reason why we're doing this and why the entire world in natural medicine and music is currently basically having 528 industry snowball, and it's an industry. It's a magnificent industry because it heralds the key of the house of David. Back to Isaiah 22:22, Revelation 3:6-8. It's the same prophecy that in these end times, there's a sixth angel from the city of Philadelphia, brotherly love, that comes to herald a key that opens doors that no man can open, closes doors that no man can close. These are spiritual portals. And if there's any hope for us to have the messianic age, and if there's any hope of us basically terminating the satanic manipulations of the population in this planet, then those are the spiritual portals that now must be opened and are opening. That's why this question is so important, because you're calling, your intelligence is being called to question these most sacred and secreted truths. And that's what is really my passion in life at this point. You know, so long as I live and God's kept me around miraculously, to do this kind of work, to herald the key of the house of David. So mm-hmm. I praise God, I praise Yeshua, I praise the sixth angel from the city of Philadelphia to deliver the love message in the frequency 528.
Well, thank you so much. That touches my heart, because I know when we say I am, we're saying God each time. It hit me about a couple years ago. So thank you so much for your thoughts on that. I appreciate it.
Okay, Deborah, thank you for the call. The open lines at 512-248-8252. What direction you want to go next, Doctor?
Oh, gee whiz, wherever you want, John. You know, I love you, and I respect wherever you want to take this.
I think Fauci has declared the pandemic, the make-believe pandemic, officially over, and probably getting ready for the next one. What do you think, sir?
Oh, absolutely. You know, Tucker Carlson did a segment last night on the flip-flop Fauci, how he said it's over, and then he said it's back on again. So in my opinion, and I've been stating this from the very beginning, that they're so well invested now in the power and control through these bioterroristic technologies and messaging that this is not something they're going to stop. And again, I think that the outcome, because humanity has not learned its lesson, because, you know, God has blessed America, but America hasn't blessed, certainly politically, God. And so the concept that we're going to have a depopulation explosion because biological weapons, that and distress, economic, sociopolitical, that's
hold
real.
That thought, Doctor. Hold that thought. We got a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. As of last week, revised to make things easier and quicker to find. That's a good thing. I'm the executive vice president of the Liberator Rocket Heater Company. We manufacture the highest quality wood-burning appliances right here in Crawford County, Missouri. The only ones that we're aware of that burn both regular firewood as well as wood pellets at a very excellent price, and there's no smoke. A wood burning stove with no smoke, how's that possible? How about 99.5% efficient, according to the EPA? Get your order in so you can get your stove and get it ready for this next winter. And in addition, you may want to check out the energy claims. We'll be talking more about those at the bottom of hour three. But the rocket heaters are available at my website at thelibertyman.com, ready for you to make your decision and make your purchase. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, listen carefully to these websites, 528radio.com, judicialcorruptionnews.com, healthyworldstore.com, revolutiontelevision.net, and medicalveritas.org. Doctor, we got a caller and holder. We got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Doctor. Doctor, if I may, I just wanted to add a little bit to your explanation to Deborah about the Ehei Asher Ehei, which is the I am that I am in Hebrew. The way I've understood it is that it really doesn't, it doesn't transpose into English very well, because it's really a verb type of word. And what it's saying is I am is like a made up word of, would be, I am in a state of constant amming, you know, I'm changing. And so what he's saying is, I tell him who I am. He's saying, tell them I am the one that is always creating, the one that is always being, the one that always is, or only without the, in a state of constant changing. That, so if you think of it that way, you think it, he's saying, I am the eternal living always, you know, God that is in a constant state of creating or changing, I aming. But Ehei Asher Ehei, if she wants to look it up, she could probably look that up and find a little more on it. I also wanted to ask you, though, also, and it's not on this topic, but it's in the area of about them wanting to, the news has been coming out lately about them wanting to get permission, some of these vaccine companies, to be able to vaccine 5-month-olds and 5-year-olds. I think there's 2 separate companies that have filed. One, I think, I don't know which one was, Pfizer, and the other one, Moderna, I think, but one of them filed for, to be able to administer vaccines to 5 and above, and the other one to 5-month-old children. That's really all I have. I'll listen off air if you'd like, or you can comment, either one.
Well, thank you. Yeah, the first comment with regard to the I am, and it reflecting the constant administration of the Creator's glory and power within this universe and within ourselves, our own body. That's fundamental to what my explanation is in the question raised, because that's the power and glory of the Creator. It's unfathomable that the Creator can be knowing the past, knowing the future, and administering the present to the degree that every single one of us who has love in their hearts and faith, faith is the key, because you don't have a relationship with Jesus or God unless you have faith. So that's the key. So I guess it's akin to the key of the house of David that opens that door, so that once you have that faith, then you have that relationship and you have trust in the relationship. Suddenly now miracles are available. And that's where the doors open, so that you could actually experience the perfection, glory, and power of the metaphysical operation of everything in the universe. That's kind of like in the zone of bliss I talk about on 528 Radio with Sherry in some of our commercials on 528radio.com. There's a zone of bliss. And in the religious world, it's called divine human communion. It is the communion between your heart and God's heart. And that is in a frequency, which is mathematics, that I'm claiming is 528 frequency, because it makes complete sense. Because again, how God breathed the breath of life into Adam to get him off the ground, breathing deals with oxygen. And that element is produced by chlorophyll that is greenish yellow. That's the heart of sunshine. Greenish yellow is the heart of the rainbow. So as above, so below. If it's true for the heart of the sun, true for the heart of the rainbow, it's true for your heart, my heart, and God's heart. So that's the divine communion, like clear channel broadcast, that is the key of the house of David, is opening the door to divine love and divine protection. And that's the critical message for our age, because we just talked about in the last segment, the devil doers are heavily invested in depopulating the planet. 6 out of 7 of us they have targeted for death, and most profitable death for them. That's how they operate. They're criminal psychopaths. They're satanically possessed. And so ultimately, we the people need to survive by the awakening of this consciousness that enables us to grasp the understanding of the divine communion, which was Jesus's message. The entire, the whole religion of Christianity is based on Yeshua's blessed lessons to us, how we could actually engage this metaphysical reality and have miracles happen and feed 5,000 with a loaf of bread. So that's really what it takes. Think about this. The Creator creates and operates, administers the entire universe. So what makes us think if we're connected to that, we couldn't produce miracles in our own lives, including miraculous healing? So the entire medical pharmaceutical paradigm is shattered by the greatest truth that shall set humanity free, which is what we're talking about here.
Spoken like a true priest from God there. I heard your word. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Okay, Charlie, thank you for the call. Our next caller, doctor, is Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi, Dr. Horowitz. I wanted to back you up on talking about who the enemy is. I listened to a couple of videos last night or recently. One of them was Kent Christmas and his son. The devil just took his son, his pastor's son. And he says, we can't quit fighting because we got to remember, we give the devil too much credit that that God created him. He is nothing. He doesn't do anything but copy everything God has done. And saying the devil did this and the devil did that, which, you know, God allowed it. And all our experiences are for good of somebody else. What it looks like to me, but anyway, also too, another one is named Robin Bullock, and he's talking about how when they open up the CERN over there in Switzerland, they actually have orgy type dances right there. They're trying to get the devil out from under, as I don't know what he calls it, the spirits out to help them. Because the devil knows that he doesn't have much time left, and both of them say we just have to keep on fighting. There may come a day when we will take the mark and not be able to do too much about it. But this is not the time. Now is the time to fight that we're really winning. So I appreciate you talking about that, Sherry, and the fact that some people give their life, lay down their life for their mothers. Okay?
Okay, Pat. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it. Doctor, our next caller is Kelly in Georgia. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, y'all. I love this hour every week. It's one of my favorites on RBN. Dr. Horowitz, I have two questions, and they're completely unrelated. One of them is about ayahuasca and around here, I'm in Georgia, and they have, you know, they call them journeys where you have to sign up and you have to know someone to get in with them and go to these things, and they have people who guide you through it. And, you know, I've never done it. I have friends who have. But the story is that this is an ethnobotanical from the jungles of South America in Peru, and that's what I've always thought it was until I heard you talking about it and saying that it's, I guess, a synthetic DMT. So I just want to see if you could go into that a little bit and explain, I guess, you know, is this just a made-up story about it that they're trying to pass it off as something that's been around since the beginning of time that people have used in tribal ceremonies to make people feel better about taking it? And so that's my first question. And then my other question that's completely unrelated is I'm trying to remineralize my teeth, and I ordered your mouth, the liquid dentist, and we love it. My husband and I use it every night. But I have read mixed things about glycerin with your teeth, and I wanted to see if you could explain a little bit about that. Like, does it really coat your teeth and prevent it from being prevent them from being remineralized, or is that just another thing that people are saying out there to try and compete? So those are my two questions, and I thank you for taking them.
Oh, thank you. And thank you, Pat, in Texas. I appreciate greatly what you had to say about Satan copying God. Totally, I appreciate that. That's exactly right. And with regard to, Kelly, what you're saying, with regard to the question of ayahuasca, read the book, The Ayahuasca Death Cult. That is available in a PDF for less than $10 online at healthyworldstore.com. Sherry and I and a colleague of ours did a massive amount of research into the origin of exactly what you're talking about. It's a CIA operation that basically came out of Brazil. And you begin, and also on medicalveritas.org, there's some outstanding articles that go into the Bronfman crime family and their links to the CIA and to this initiation of this cult called the Ayahuasca Death Cult. We call it the Ayahuasca Death Cult. It's called the Daime religion. But the CIA in Brazil in the '30s and '40s, and it started with the war effort down there, whereby because of the Brazilian rubber during World War II, rubber was very, very important. And it was the Brazilian rainforest where the rubber was being harvested. So the military sent down to this region the top professor in the field of ethnobotany and actually botany and its use in chemistry and industry. And from that research, they found that this dimethyltryptamine component of the plant root, this Daime plant, that's where they finally realize, that's where they say, oh my goodness, this is a potential for psychotherapeutic success. And what they did in order to promote that was they had already enslaved the natives. They used the native population as slave labor to harvest the plants. And from that, they selected in order to engage people in this false concept that this was anything but military and war oriented and rubber commercial harvesting. They created a religion. They said, oh, this is a sacred plant, and the people who are going to form this understanding, and we understand this plant is sacred. That's the real story behind ayahuasca. And the CIA has been heavily operating in Brazil. The entire government of Brazil, certainly during this period and the previous periods, have been heavily controlled by the multinational corporations, the banksters, and the Central Intelligence Agency. Intelligence is necessary to administer these international crimes and banks. And so that's where this industry began. Anything else that you hear is hogwash. It's a diversion, and it's a sales promotion to promote this as a new world religion.
Wow, that's fascinating. I'm so glad I never, delved into it. And wow, I'm definitely going to download your book and read that, because like you said earlier, it's all the rage, all these new age people, whatever you want to call them, they're all into it. And I don't know, it just always seemed a little off to me. So that's a fascinating history. Thank you for that.
You're quite welcome. And then regarding your question about Liquid Dentist and the glycerin, I use Liquid Dentist every day. I love it. And I don't take OxySilver like I used to. I used to take OxySilver one capful a day just for prevention. But because Liquid Dentist begins with OxySilver, I just swish my mouth with it for 3 to 9 minutes as directed, and my teeth are coated. Now, yes, it's the glycerin. It's actually not the glycerin per se. It's lecithin that is actually coating the teeth. It's organic, natural lecithin. And the lecithin contains an enzyme that's coating the teeth that prevents the buildup of plaque, because the first thing that happens with plaque buildup in order for plaque to grow, you need what is called mucopolysaccharide, which is secreted by your salivary gland, and it coats the teeth, and that presents like a sugar medium by which what's called pellicle. The pellicle grows before the plaque. So the plaque actually grows on the mucopolysaccharide called pellicle, and all of that's prevented. If you floss and brush thoroughly, you mechanically clean your teeth, then you swish, it's not the glycerin that's coating your teeth in with liquid dentist, it's the lecithin. And the lecithin has an enzyme that's a natural enzyme that prohibits the buildup of plaque. That's why a 3 to 9 minute swish can prevent plaque buildup and make your teeth feel hygienous, smooth, and clean for up to 2 to 3 days. And then what's best is that you swish and your mouth is pretty dirty place. It's got more than 1,000 strains of viruses and bacteria. Because it's all natural, it's like a really healthy food.
Okay. Hold on, we have a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we are back. Okay, Doctor, we got a couple minutes here to wrap up your thoughts regarding Kelly's comments.
Yes, John, thank you. Yeah, so I was explaining that besides the feeling that you get on your teeth, it's super smooth. It's like hygienist fresh. And because you've brushed and flossed thoroughly before you swish for 3 to 9 minutes, then that permits remineralization, because liquid dentist has minerals, calcium and phosphate, minerals that is basically the main substance of the tooth structure. So you're getting remineralization. It's based on science that came initially out of Great Britain that this is very possible. After you kill the bacteria through oxygenation or ozone therapy, you swish and you can remineralize teeth, and it gets harder actually than the original tooth surface. So now what you do with liquid dentist, which is amazing, is you swallow it because it's delicious and it's got all natural ingredients. And when you swallow it, you've just given yourself a natural nutritional immunization against more than 1,000 strains of germs that inhabit your mouth. So you don't really need vaccinations anymore if you're using liquid dentist. And I love OxySilver when at the first sign of a cold or flu. That's where I take 3 capfuls with prayer, and you will be astonished. You don't get sick. Within a couple minutes, you'll go, what happened to that feeling I'm coming down with a flu? It's gone. And that, I think, has to do with everything with 528 frequency, the power of prayer, the power of love in your heart, and the faith that you have in the Creator. Because that's what OxySilver, actually the technology itself, manifests and amplifies. Because it's water with silver. They're both superconductors of sound and light energy. Sound and light energy. Now you're talking about the frequency. Now, what we've done is with structured water, because the structuring of the water holds the memory of the frequency. Now you're matching it with your heart, what we talked about in the beginning of the show, the divine communion between your heart and God's heart. Suddenly now you've got a direct connection between your nutraceutical that you've just taken with prayer and faith. Now suddenly the white light of the Holy Spirit power of love comes right down through your body and purges the disease.
Doctor, we are out of time, sir. It just flew by.
Thank you, John. God bless
you. Appreciate it. Thank you. We got a break. We'll be back with Chris with the Satellite Phone Store.
I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. The U.S. Constitution is remarkable in many ways. In about 4,500 words on 4 pages of parchment, 55 men outlined a new form of government, the 3 branches, the powers of each, the people who will hold office, how they become office holders, and so much more. 22 of those men, or 40%, were lawyers. They chose not to obfuscate the document with legalese and pages of clauses and conditions. They chose to write a document in language simple enough that we, the people, can read it and understand it. That was probably the last time a lawyer ever wrote anything so simple. It was definitely the last time our federal government wrote anything with the understanding of we, the people, in mind. Everything that comes out of Washington, D.C. today is so convoluted that even the original intent is lost. Until tomorrow, Civis Pacem.
Parabellum.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.